This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Bill Knight.
And I'm Mike Murray.
The Chicago Tribune reported that Chicago State University, a public institution, has instructed its faculty and staff that only authorized university representatives can share information with the media, and that everything from opinion pieces to social media communications could require prior approval. You know, I thought Rob Blagojevich was in prison, but apparently he's the president of Chicago State University now because this is the same type of rule that he had in place when he was governor of Illinois.
Yeah, you could talk to people whose titles were community relations or public relations or press relations, and they barely said anything.
Yeah.
So, which goes to a newsroom criticism of many public relations firms is the real competent PR people call you when there's news, but the incompetent ones don't disclose anything unless they get, you know, the executive or the authorities okay, and it's a chilling effect, obviously, on information.
When I heard of the story, I was thinking, it sounds like the public relations people are taking over, Chicago State University. It's a real lamentable thing when we have that sort of restriction on what we are able to say. And it's not because, what I think it really has is an effect internally. It kind of says, oh, I'd better not say anything because I don't want to get in trouble with the powers that be. Even though, normally I think most people most faculty members certainly, at least, I think would be responsible enough to not, endanger or, besmirch the name of their university, their employers, unless...
Well, they have every right to if something is really wrong.
But, even in that case, there are ways to do that that are highly factual and don't put any spin on it, which I think most responsible employees would probably do. And it's just, who do they think they are,
This is such a blanket prior restraint, or at least prior review, that if you were a chemist and did a study, you couldn't comment on your own study unless university's PR folks okayed it. Mm-hmm. And that requires not just one more step, but the chemist would then have to educate the PR people because, journalists, much less PR people, aren't competent to comment on chemistry.
You could be, by the way, governor at Chicago State, you could be dismissed or face civil or criminal liability if you violate this rule.
The president, what's his name, Wayne Watson, I think he's going to have to answer tough questions from their board because the board is a little more, I think, sensitive to public opinion, and this just makes that university look really terrible. Oh. The whole idea of a university is the free exchange of ideas. Universities sometimes get unfairly criticized that we try to mold people into certain points of view, and it's really the opposite. Anything goes with, and there's some context. And these are faculty, these are professionals that are silenced. It's not just whistleblowing. They can't even comment on social media about the Cubs losing streak. Just ridiculous.
Or anything else, of even passing interest, much less their own stuff. So, it's just a real, I think it's very, capricious on the part of the administration at CSU to do that to their own faculty. So.
Well, we've been doing this program, I'm sure, for more than a decade, always featuring at least one other person from Western Illinois University. And, Bill, you've been doing commentaries on the station since before I came here almost 14 years ago. All these things, I think, would come to an end if such a policy was in place at Western Illinois University.
Well, and more practically, if somebody, the head of the Honors College, Rick Hardy, if he achieved something, you couldn't report on that unless you went through university relations. And that just impedes the process, and it really interferes with any university's relations with the community. So it really shoots, it takes careful aim and shoots themselves in the feet for no reason except the illusion of control.
Rich, I'm curious to know, is there a rationale behind the decision there? It was listed in the show.
Well,
the story.
A university spokesperson, Deborah Douglas, was contacted by the Tribune. They didn't get a chance, apparently, to speak live with her. She left a voicemail saying We don't comment about internal processes, but I do want you to know that this policy is under review. And the Tribune made follow-up calls, and Douglas did not respond to those. So there's no telling if there was a particular incident that led to this or what the deal is. And, you know, if you want to go a step further, by the way, you know, I mentioned this program. I mentioned Bill Knight's commentaries. I don't think Chicago State has a public radio station. Imagine a public radio or TV station at a university. What sort of constraints would they be under?
Or student newspaper. Western is one of the very few newspapers that's technically independent from its administration. Mm-hmm. It's not at CSU, so who knows what effect that would have on journalism.
All right, and as a quick postscript, in the time since we recorded this program, Chicago State has rescinded that policy. That's it for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.